And we continue with our short daily updates on how to get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. We've done hundreds of these, literally hundreds, every single day for over 2 years. There's more to this voiceover lark than meets the ear, isn't there? Which is why I'm bringing you help and advice from my 30-year career either side of the microphone. Station imaging. Yeah, these are the branded voices that are used on promotional trailers for radio and TV stations. So not actually on the commercials advertising other brands like the car showroom or breakfast cereal, but introduce or promote an individual show or shows on that station. So it could be The News at 10 with Kylie Johnson, Joe Smithson on Sport and meteorologist Troy Masters. I wouldn't get the job because I can't say meteorologist, as you can tell. Tuesday night is DIY night on KDIY Channel 9 or on radio stations announcing specific features. The Sunday Roast with Chicken Man and Devlin. BBC England, weather, and so on. Your voice will be chosen to fit with the style, the format and demographic of the station, perhaps its attitude and the music that's played. For example, a classic rock station may be targeted to an older, mainly male audience, maybe, so a young female voice on its trails may sound incongruous. Having said that, it may be the alternative juxtaposition that the station is after. And obviously I'm talking about really, really broad brushstrokes here. Other stations target demographics, the kind of people they're targeting with their programmes, so they have a well-defined audience that they can sell to the advertisers. That's how it all works, of course. Will change with their output niche, country, news, family, or listen at work stations and so on. And it's the same for TV channels, a food, sport or DIY network, for example. So inevitably, you have to have the kind of voice that fits in with the station or is maybe completely different, which is going to jar, potentially, deliberately, so people pay attention to what is being said. And that could be part of their marketing campaign. Yeah, you may have that kind of style of read. It could be quite sardonic, certainly here in the UK. The Jack FM station imaging voices, a kind of almost derogatory to the station, yeah, which stand out, which are really different and therefore are a really good branding statement and marketing proposition. Tomorrow on the show, voiceover cut-throughs as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voiceover Voice continues. Where are the bells? I'm Peter Stewart.